Hello, my name is Malena Haget, and this is 15 minutes of art therapy. Today we will talk about forgive the unforgivable. Well, I want to share with you some experience that happened in my life in the past. I was very dedicated to my yoga practice. But it was not until meet one master of Kriya Yoga that I decided to become a Brahmacharina. So what's the mean to be Brahmachari? Means that you make vows of chastity, poverty, etc. That you will dedicate all your life to learn yoga about the philosophy, the practice, etc. Well, for this reason, I went to India to go further in my practice, in my knowledge, and of course to see my master, the person who inspired me to take this path. And it was really a very interesting trip because when I arrived there, I discovered that he was keeping in secret one relationship with a woman, and that of course he was lying to everybody, to all of us. And it was so hard for me, so painful. I couldn't believe that this was happening with me. So after thought a lot in that, I decided to have a conversation with him. But I was in shock when he started to deny everything, instead to take the responsibility. Instead to recognize his mistake, he denied everything, and he make me feel guilty. He make me feel that I was a little bit crazy, that everything it was a fantasy from my mind. So I got so confused after that. But I remember to pray a lot to God to give me calm, peace in order to make good decisions for me and from the rest of the people. So after thought a lot, I make my choice, and I decide to back to Peru and to live my life of a Brahmachari and not to speak with anybody, just with one lady that she was very important inside to the organization. So I went to speak with her, but again another surprise for me, because she didn't trust in me. She was polite, but she didn't trust. She thought also that I was lying to her, that it was some kind of fantasy from my mind. So it was really crazy. And I remember at this time to stay completely loose, without know what to do. But I prayed a lot, and I make my decision to start again from zero and not to go back again to this organization, and not to see again anybody, to any single person. So, because I think that every person is like a fruit. We have our own time to grow, just to moderate, you know. And also, I thought that the spirituality is something that is very personal, that everybody lives their own spiritual life in their way, and not always your experience has to be the true or the same for everybody. And of course, I took something like 1 year after to forgive him, the people, the organization, to forgive the life, to forgive myself, because sometimes I felt like guilty, because I decided to be a brahmachari, and I was asking myself, why you did that? You lose so much time in your life. So it was very painful. But I realized what I say before about the spiritual life, and also I realized that I need to be more gentle with myself. I need to be a person with compassion, but first of all with myself. So I cannot be angry with me, because the decisions that I did in the past, that I take in the past, it was because at this moment I felt from my heart. I did with my intuition, and that's a matter how was the whole experience. But I learned a lot, it was not just pain and sadness, it was also a lot of knowledge about myself, about my spiritual life, about the world, and about yoga. So having this kind of view from another angle helped me a lot for my new beginning, and for change my life. And of course I realized that I received a big lesson from the life that I went to India to learn about, that about the life. So speaking in this way, it was such a great experience, and that I will never change in my life. But of course, I took something like a 1 year until see from this new angle this experience. But I just hear one woman talking about how important is for the human being the peace, prayers, and forgive. So I think that those three words have to be a lot with process of forgiveness. I think that in order to keep your peace in your mind, but basically in your heart, in your soul, you need to forgive. But also, in order to continue keeping the trust in the human being, the trust in the life, you should forgive. It's in constant movement because sometimes we are the forgiven and sometimes we forgive. For example, every time that I thought in this experience, every time that I speak about that, I have to forgive again. I think that it's a very long process. It's a path that starts a little bit bitter, but in the end is really sweet because you will live such a experience of peace that you will not compare with nothing after you forgive. And I think that they say if you make a mistake or make a mistake is from human, but forgive is divine. I think that this is very precisely the process of the forgiveness is divine. When you forgive, when you decide to forgive, you recognize this divine side in the other person, and also you recognize this divine side in yourself. Definitely the process for forgive, it's very difficult. It's very difficult, but it's not impossible. Well, I hope that you enjoy today, but the time is going so fast and now we have to finish. But remember that very soon I will be here talking about other interesting topics. So have a good day and see you next time. I am Malena Haget and this is 50 minutes of art therapy.